Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KMOX Sports from the new bold BMW Toyota Sports Desk.
Joe Pott with you and happy to talk some Billikens basketball with the voice of the Billikens, Bob Ramsey. And our Billikens report is brought to you by Royal Banks of Missouri. And Rammer, I imagine yesterday kind of the overall feeling, a little bit of disappointment because this is a team that played with a top 25 opponent in Auburn, tight on the road, and unfortunately free throws get this team, and it's not something that the Billikens had struggled with previously.
Yeah, this was, top 15 in the nation in free throw shooting. It's still really early in the year, but they were going in 81%. Joe, by the way, good morning. You had Auburn ranked 13th. You had it. You had the game on their floor, you know, not neutral, true road game.
Right.
They had a terrific crowd, and you had it. And it wasn't because you didn't shoot it. It wasn't because you didn't rebound. It wasn't because you turned it over too much. It was free throws. And that's really frustrating. It's one of those things that when you don't make them, it drives you crazy. You practice it all the time. And there are those days where it just doesn't happen. It doesn't make it easy to swallow or understand, but in some ways it makes it worse because you did all the other things you needed to do and you just didn't do the easiest thing there is on the court.
Now, the flip side of that, though, Bob, it's also one of those things that's a controllable, or at least you feel like it's a controllable most times than that. And you come out of there, as you said, playing on a true road game with a big crowd, and you understand that you played toe-to-toe with them.
Right. I think, 8 days ago, 9 days ago, whatever it was, when Maryland kind of steamrolled you, mm-hmm. This was a similar type team. I think Maryland has a little more offensive firepower, but similar and very big and athletic and committed to defense and doing the right things, taking away some of your strength. So it was that kind of game. And I think that's the blueprint that the Billikens will see for those teams that are committed to challenging SLU. And, you know, you got steamrolled, then you won a close game, and then you lost a close game. I think this is – against good teams that have that kind of personnel, this is what you're going to see. So what can you, the Billikens, do to consistently overcome that? And it's part of that learning curve. You know, you got one more game in December, in November, and then a really tough December comes along to wrap up non-conference play. And as you know, Joe, it's really a three-season. And you're about halfway through that first part, and it's been a challenge.
Bob Ramsey, voice of the Billikens, with us. And, Bob, you mentioned that, first of all, I can't believe we're at December already, but here we are. But the plus side of that for the Bills is five of those six remaining non-conference games going to be at home in the friendly confines of Chaffetz Arena. That makes a difference.
Well, you need it to. You hope so. Like you say, a real challenge, Tennessee State coming up. But then you got Southern Illinois, Carbondale, and Boise State, and you do have to go to Iona. I mean, maybe not the marquee names out of, you've played the ACC and the SEC and the Big Ten, or I should say Big East and Big Ten, and so maybe not those marquee games, but highly regarded top 100 teams coming all right in a row in December. So those are games you must win if you're going to build the resume. It makes a difference in March.
Well, Bob, if I don't talk to you before, we'll certainly see you right before the holidays when the Cougars are over there to face the Bills as well.
Another challenge in my view, and I think it's the same as yours. We got three Division One teams now in the metro area, and when they play each other, it's good for the game. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you and the Cougars then.
No question about it, Bob. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.